Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
Tools has just said all morning, I've got my granddad's 90th this weekend, but I don't want it to be about the old man. I want it to be about me. You are the centre of attention and you want it to continue at the party.
Stop it.
It's true.
It's not about that at all. It's about bringing something upbeat to the show, which is going to be a very lengthy show full of a lot of terrible voices and boring songs.
And you want to do this with your cousin Katie, who you haven't spoken to for a while. Katie doesn't want to do it. She actually joins us now, okay, from New Zealand. Katie, so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Tools has been filling me in. Looking forward to Granddad's 90th and the talent quest. So much going on with the family, Katie.
I know. It's a bit nerve-wracking, really. We've got a lot of talent in our family.
We do, but this is the situation. So last night it was Shannon's birthday, my sister's birthday, so we're all together, and I said, we need to bring back the Spice Girls. This was so long ago that we all dressed up as the Spice Girls for one of our auntie's birthdays, and I thought, let's bring it back for the talent quest and do an ultimate performance. So I've tried to rally up the girls last minute, but there's a little bit of conflict with what we actually want to take to the talent quest.
So, Katie, do you want to be a part of this? Or the question is, do you feel like this is taking away attention from Granddad's actual 90th and it's more about Tools wanting to be the centre of attention? Let's be totally honest here.
Here we go, yeah. Yeah. So I have nothing against dressing up as the Spice Girls and reliving. If it was, Julia, for like one of us, you know, like your 30th or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But Granddad is turning 90. He was not from the era of Baby Spice.
No.
And I don't know why he wants to see us, like 30-year-old woman, dressed as a Spice Girl. Yeah, I think this is just yet another way for you to get into the limelight.
Yes, yes, it is.
I propose.
Let her speak. Let her speak, Tools.
I haven't been able to speak yet.
No, Katie, keep on going. I feel like this is your time.
I propose that it's his 90th. Like, what a freaking achievement.
Yes.
Why don't we sing a song? Why don't we do something for him? So I thought we could change the lyrics of a song.
Boring.
And we can make it funny. It doesn't have to be serious. But we can just dedicate it for him, not ourselves.
My thing is, it's not going to be executed right. We don't have the time to do that. I think we've got to go in, blow everyone's mind. It's going to be so boring. There
executed.
Is going to be so many Connors there doing the harmonica, doing sing-alongs. We've already got 16 songs that Granddad wants us to perform, which none of us even know because they're so old and boring. We need to come in. We need to light it up. We need to perform for our lives.
I'm scared for
we
you.
Need to not be able to breathe at the end of the performance.
No.
And it will be the moment that everyone's talking about after the talent quest.
Yeah.
So something we would do when we were 16 years old. Like, I think it's time to also stop living for ourselves, maybe thinking about what Granddad wants to do. And also, I mean, we don't have any talent to sing or dance like the Spice Girls, so it's going to look ridiculous.
This isn't going down well. I'm the one sitting next to her across from her. This is what she said, Katie. This is word for word verbatim. She goes that at the talent quest, I want my nephews and nieces saying, hey, that was Julia who just did that. You know what I mean? She said, I want them thinking, hey, oh, my God, that's the radio star from the Costco. I swear to God.
I did not say that at all.
It's about
her. I said, I want them to think we're superstars.
Yeah.
We can go on and we can own it. Seriously, this is not the time to do the boring old stuff that everyone else is doing.
I'm sorry, but I do not want to be thought of as a superstar, and I'm very fine to dedicate this time to someone else.
So you're going to put a stop to this when Ali, our other cousin, wants to go ahead with it, Shannon's keen to go ahead with it, Una will do what she's told, and then you...
She pushes her weight around, Katie.
You're going to be the one to put a stop to the Spice Girls performance. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, truly, I would never do that to my cousin. So if everybody is in, I'm in.
The listeners, we're going to the phones.
I think it's going to be stupid, pathetic, ridiculous. And I think I would be so happy to write the lyrics on behalf of all of us for Granddad.
I think that's pretty
simple. No offence, but that's going to be boring.
I think we need to put it to 13, 12, 16, right or wrong. Should it be about actual Granddad's 90th or should it be about Tools and your bloody girl group? She thinks it's the Oscars or the Super Bowl halftime show here.
Can I just say, this is so funny. This is the first time in probably a few years that we've actually talked over the phone, isn't it, Katie?
Yeah, and we're having an argument.
It's a family apology.
I'm so sorry.
Political issue.
And it's because she wants to do a show. That's hilarious.
Anyway, thank you, Katie. We'll go to the phones on this one on 13, 12, 16. We're going to let the listeners decide and I'll get back to you with the results, okay?
Yeah, okay. And if you want me to, like, write the lyrics of the song and send it through,
she doesn't want you to. Keep saying that.
That's
you
also possible.
Keep going on about this song.
She doesn't want you to. She doesn't want a bar of it.
Gregory, what do you reckon? Should we do the Spice Girls performance or are you thinking I should do what my cousin does?
I'm thinking you should do what your cousin does and do it for your granddad.
Yeah, Gregory, you make a good point. I mean, you're easy to understand and you're very articulate. Why, Gregory?
Mainly because my grandparents never made it to 90, so it's a big celebration anyway. So.
Yes, so now you're making her feel bad.
Well, when you say it like that, Gregory,
because
I can do two performances. I don't think anyone understands what we're about to be seeing and what I'm going to have to sit through for hours of my family doing.
Did you hear that? I. There is no I in 10. Gregory, thank you so much for calling through on 13, 12, 16, mate. Okay. Appreciate it.
But we got the man of the moment now. I got Granddad on, and this is quite funny. I've said, happy birthday, Granddad, but Granddad, it's not your birthday till the 18th, so I'm 2 days early.
There you are. You got in early, but if you don't behave and be a good girl, I won't invite you to my next one.
Pretty much. Good morning, Granddad Frankie. Still sharp enough 90 in 2 days to tell your granddaughter that it's just not yet. So that goes to show.
I should have argued the point. But we've had Katie on this morning, and Katie, at the moment, she is stopping us girls getting together for a Spice Girls collaboration for your talent quest.
Oh, is she now? Oh, well, you wouldn't want to put too many in the one group, or you'll only have two groups, won't you? I mean, it would only be two items.
Who was your favourite?
I like a bit of individuality. Actually, but no, I'm more twos and threes is pretty good, but eights and nines, that's a bit heavy for an old man to handle.
This will be five of us.
I might have to lift you, you see. I wouldn't be able to lift you, or would I?
There'll be five of us performing. But options that are being thrown around, Katie now wants to write you a song with some funny lyrics about you, but I just feel like that's going to be quite boring. I really want to bring some energy to the night. Because we're already doing those 16 songs that you're making everyone sing.
Oh, no, we've got a list of songs. So as people know the words, oh, that's a lovely song if I only knew the words. So I printed the words there. It's 90 years of solid experience putting up with bums who forget, don't know the words, but the part that I don't. Well, not knowing the words is bad enough, but not knowing the tune, that's getting a bit harder.
We understand. Can you tell us, because Julia tells everybody on the Coffs Coast and she lets everybody know how talented she is. Do you think that she's one of the more talented grandchildren? I know that's hard for you to answer, but I think she wants to do this because she thinks that she is. That's why. Is that right?
Well, that matter of actual fact, I've got some of the prettiest grandchildren in Greater Australasia, but I don't know whether I've got any of the most talented grandchildren in Greater Australasia.
Speak for yourself, Granddad.
He's on fire.
Listen, Granddad, we'll let you go, but I just have to report back to Katie. Do you think we should do the Spice Girls performance? Do you think
Max. Five max.
Five max, so that's a yes?
Max. Oh, well, it's a hot or cold, isn't it? I've been 90 years being hot and cold in the same breath, so there you go.
Katie said we should be doing it. She feels like we're not doing it for you. We're doing it for ourselves.
Let him go.
But we didn't get the answer.
Whatever you do is doing it for me. You're coming, aren't you?
Granddad, I need you to say right now.
Let him enjoy his time. This is what she does.
The truth.
So that was a yes.
Thank you, Granddad. Let him go. Thank you.
So that was a yes. You want us to do the Spice Girls?
Well, you're working on it, isn't it? It looks like we're going to get
it. It's not a yes. You're not going to get
say
it out
yes
of
it. Say yes or no.
See you later.
Go on, then. Hey.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Granddad. Yes.
Happy birthday.
Well done. Hooray. Hooray, all you blokes over there.
Happy birthday. In the jungle.
Okay, just quickly, Mating Calls is where we read a story from Focus magazine, in fact, because we do have Nikki from Focus here taking on Joel this morning. We're going to insert an animal at any given point. It is the first person to do the sound of that animal. I'm going to be strict on the sound of the animal because I got jibbed last week.
Yeah. It feels like the Olympics, like you're up on the blocks about to go swimming. Is that how you would describe
it? There is so much tension in the office right now. Yeah. You could cut it with a knife.
I know.
I'm so nervous as well.
Yeah.
Because I'm really competitive.
And it's like, I want to support you, but at the same time, I need to beat you. So I'm in a very hard position right now.
So
I'm going to stick with the ladder. Which is beating you.
So, Nikki, you're doing it for the plebs, okay?
Come on, plebs.
After Tools lost it for us last time, because apparently I didn't give her any support with Twain from the Hoey Moey.
But that's okay. Joel, we do need another point on Joel and Chules at the moment.
Let's do this.
Let's do it, guys.
Sorry,
are we ready? Do we want to just quickly warm up? Just do a dolphin noise each. Go. Nikki, give us your dolphin. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Now, this one is actually very special because this one is from Joel's article, which will be in next month's Focus.
Hurry up.
Here we go. You may recognise his voice from the local breakfast radio, Hit 105.5, but how well do you really know Joel Scalzi? Joel is one of Coffs Coast's most eligible bachelors, and he's on a mission to find his perfect match. Focus had to chat with Joel Owl.
Oh!
An owl.
Oh! I mean, that was... You know,
you just did a howl, not an owl.
I heard, but so did Nikki.
Oh, hey, I think I was pretty owlish.
Do it. Oh my God. What is with everyone?
Well, it's Monday. But
it's an owl.
What happens is she chooses things that she knows that she'll be able to do without thinking that when you're under pressure, you change it up like she did last week. She did a horse for a goddamn ferret the other week.
Stop it. Who won that? We're looking at our judge now.
Yeah,
they
that's
both
right.
Count.
I think we'll do it again.
That's what the owls sound like in Sawtell.
I'm with you. I think at some time during the morning they go, oh, yeah, maybe.
No,
I don't
they
know.
Don't. Okay. Absolutely.
That was
not.
A big fail. I did have a big weekend. I did judge Miss Nude World. I'm sorry.
Get over yourself. Okay, second story.
I won't.
The Pink Silks Trust Committee are holding a charity event this month at the Hoey Moey called Ladies and Tradies Night. They will be raising funds for the first all-terrain medical rescue vehicle, which will be an essential vehicle to help assist with goat...
Is that a goat? I don't know what a goat noise makes. I mean, a goat will just have to go... I don't know what a goat does.
Oh my!
I've never heard a goat.
God.
I've never heard a goat. I haven't spent time on a farm. What does a goat do? And yours isn't a goat either.
No, mine was a goat burping.
Nikki and Joel are struggling.
You keep going until you do the animal. What are we working with today, guys?
What does a goat do?
Yeah, you need to pick animals.
Yeah,
so we know.
Is that a goat? Oh my God! That's an annoying white girl at RB Fridays Live. That is not a goat. You are choosing obscure animals.
No way.
Oh my God. And Nikki, it's our fault.
Oh my God. I studied this last night.
I don't know what a goat noise makes.
Okay, so what are we doing? What's the score?
It's nothing. It's nil
all.
All. Whoever wins this one wins. This is the tiebreaker.
Oh my God. This is
just go to the last one.
I am. Give me some time.
No, that's what I'm not
go
putting.
Easy.
I am, but you just. I want to go back to yours is worse than mine.
Okay, if you.
Sorry, Nikki, it's not normally like this.
If you two don't get this, seriously, there is something wrong. Coffs Coast, born and raised musician Benny Black realized a dream when he performed with his band at their 83,000 seat capacity ANZ Stadium for the NRL in Sydney earlier this month. The Sydney Olympic Rooster. I don't know what to do with you two. Just what? And a rooster. I suppose that was a rooster.
Did I lose?
Yeah.
Can I go out in public now?
No. If I was both of you, look, I would not be going anywhere.
I think we all just lost really bad.
That was terrible. Look, it's Monday morning and it's production week for us, so...
Yeah.
Look, we did have a discussion, though, and we said that if Joel lost today, that we would actually be signing copies of Focus next month.
I think you should still do it.
I think I'll
just
be...
Just out of, you know,
I think you should too, Joel.
Kindness. I think so. Look, I think I'll be a rooster. We'll do it somewhere on Harbour Drive.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That somewhere so public where people and the crowds can just come to support this.
I think so. Let's
two people will come.
There'll be a lot more than
okay,
that.
Okay, so let's do that. Let's do that.
So that was the worst game I think of mating calls I've ever played
in my
life.
Oh, my God,
Nikki,
that's so embarrassing.
Did you hear her after what she said, oh, this is how you do it, goat? She went...
I feel we were thrown in the deep end.
Get up with Joel and Jules on the Coffs Coast, hit 105.5.